Turning to finance now, good morning to Elise Morgan.
Good morning, Ellen. Well, Wall Street ended trade almost flat as some positive data failed to inspire investors to push indexes past the record highs that it set last week. The Dow Jones added just 10 points to 16,543. Key data revealed US home sales rose 1.3% in April. That's the first rise in 4 months, and the supply of properties is also picking up. There are also signs that the US labour market continues to recover as well, with figures revealing the 4-week average for jobless claims fell slightly last month. The demand for internet stocks didn't let up overnight, with Chinese e-commerce company JD.com soaring almost 10% in its market debut after raising $1.8 billion in an IPO. Across the Atlantic, and yesterday's positive factory data from China failed to lift trade in London, with the FTSE 100 ending flat. The local share market is expected to rise at the beginning of trade, with the ASX SPY 200 a fifth of a percent higher at 5,501. The Aussie dollar eased back overnight. It's now buying 92.2 US cents, and that's despite a continued recovery in the iron ore price, just slightly though. It rose 30 cents a tonne, Ellen, to close at 98 US 80.
Thank God it's Friday. Thanks very much for that, Elise.